Welcome to today's episode on How to Real Estate. Today we're going to talk about the three top Google searches when it comes to property in Oklahoma. So the number one Google search is, can you sell a home as is in Oklahoma? Great question. Absolutely you can, but there's a good way to do it and a bad way to do it. And sometimes I'm shocked. I will go and preview a home that another listing agent has, and it will say, three-bedroom home in Southridge, which is one of our more desirable areas because of the location, the amenities, the schools, location, all of that. And it will say, as is. Now, when I go, I'm assuming that the house is going to be like a hot mess, like a foreclosure or something. But then I get there and I realize that, you know, the carpet's a little bit dated and worn. There is a small leak on the water heater and I see a cracked window. The thing about this is I don't think that that makes sense to say that you're selling that particular home as is. It scares buyers off. They start thinking, oh my gosh, it must be something really, really hideous or super, super huge. So instead of saying as is, I think that it's important to just state that the seller will to make no repairs. I think that that is not near as scary. Or the seller can go and get bids for new flooring, new windows, and then maybe even a water heater and negotiate for those repairs, because a young family moving in may not care about the flooring. Their kids are going to trash the carpet anyway if they're in a certain age group. So try to avoid using the term as is if you are a seller. Also, sometimes we, as a working with a buyer, we will make an offer on a home and the seller comes back and goes, okay, we can accept that price, but at that price, it's going to be as is. Here's the thing, guys, that's completely acceptable because as a buyer, you still have the 10-day inspection period and the right to walk away. As is just simply means that the seller is stating that he's not making any repairs. I will say, though, in about 75% of the scenarios where they say that it's as is, when the home inspector finds that the AC unit is not working properly, along with about 12 nitpicky items, the seller on their disclosure said the HVAC was working. Now it's not working. So that doesn't actually get covered in the as is. And so typically we can negotiate that out. My other favorite thing to do if I'm working with a seller and we're about to accept a really low ball offer, instead of saying as is, we will say zero repair cap. It's just a much nicer way, and it's not implying that we know about some big ticket item, because again, if we did, we would have to disclose that. So yes, you can sell a home in Oklahoma as is. You can also purchase a home in Oklahoma as is, but some of the purchasability is going to come down to what your lender is okay with and what they're going to allow you to do. So keep that in mind. Yes. Okay, the second most Google searched topic when it comes to Oklahoma is, do you have to pay capital gains when you sell your home in Oklahoma? This is a great question. I'm really surprised by how many people are not familiar with this. In Oklahoma, an individual, a single individual, can not pay taxes up to $250,000. A married couple, $500,000. So what that means is if you purchased your home 10 years ago and you are going to make $275,000 after everyone is paid and your check is $275,000, you're only going to pay taxes on the $25,000. That's right, not the entire $275,000. So if you've been sitting on the home because you've been afraid to pay those capital gains, you really should give us a call. Let's have a conversation. Now, there are a few stipulations. One, it has to have been your primary residence for two of the last 5 years. And that gets a little tricky sometimes when a homeowner has sold land around them and they're waiting to sell the house until the big acreage sells, or vice versa. Also, you cannot have sold another principal residence in the last 2 years. So what that means is that if you own a home at the lake and then you own a home in town and you want to sell them both within a 2 year period, you're going to take a hit on one of them. So my suggestion is, there is, again, keep in mind what kind of hit. I would personally choose to sell the larger gain home first. So for example, the home that was going to make you $275,000, the home at the lake, and then the home in town, you're only going to make about $17,000 or $18,000 because you've only owned it for 2 years. So you only pay taxes on that $17,000 or $18,000. That's not enough to keep you from needing to hold off to sell the home. So I hope that helps. And then number three, how many years should you own a home before selling? Oh my gosh. Okay. So this one, there's not a definitive answer, but what I tell my sellers who are moving into Tahlequah, you really want to try to be in the home for 3 years to recoup any and all of your fees and to possibly be able to walk away making money. Now, I will tell you that the last 2 to 3 years, that has been out the window. Why? Because if you purchase at the height of the market, then you may have paid a little bit more than what the market will bear right now. Having said that, though, just yesterday, I went on a listing appointment. The home was purchased in 2022, and after the seller pays all fees, he will be leaving the table with some money. So don't assume that you cannot sell your home and make money based upon how short of a time you've lived there. So I hope that helps. Please keep those questions coming. Love that. As always, please like, follow, and share. And thanks for watching.